The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The Israeli cabinet is due to meet today amid speculation that a ceasefire could be imminent between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. US officials are said to be confident agreement can be reached to end the conflict. However, Israeli officials said there were still some issues to resolve. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell reports.
Signs of a possible diplomatic breakthrough were accompanied by heavy Israeli airstrikes on Beirut's Hezbollah-controlled southern suburbs as Israel pressed the offensive it launched in September after almost a year of cross-border hostilities. The US and French presidents are both said to be pushing hard for a truce, though increasingly optimistic mood music was met with caution in Washington, where the State Department last night warned agreement had not yet been fully achieved. Fighting between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah erupted in October 2023, in parallel with Israel's war against militant group Hamas in Gaza. The conflict in Lebanon has drastically escalated over the last 2 months. Lebanese officials say that in that 2 months, over 3,700 Lebanese have been killed. An agreement in Lebanon would not end the conflict in Gaza, though, where intense Israeli airstrikes continue.
In the general election, the final leaders' debate of the campaign will be televised tonight on RTE, ahead of polling day on Friday. The primetime programme will feature the three leaders who could potentially be Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Mary Lou MacDonald. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Tonight's primetime programme will be a 90-minute live TV debate with Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Mary Lou MacDonald. Presenters Miriam O'Callaghan and Sarah McInerney will be asking the leaders of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin about the key issues of the campaign and question them closely about the policies that they're proposing. It could be a pivotal moment in general election 2024, given there will just be 2 days of full campaigning left before the electorate cast their ballots on Friday. Both Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald participated in a similar debate during the 2020 general election campaign, but this will be new territory for Simon Harris, who replaced Leo Varadkar as Fine Gael leader 7 months ago. As part of RTE's ongoing commitment to inclusivity, the Primetime Leaders' Debate will feature live Irish Sign Language interpretation to ensure accessibility for our viewers from the deaf and wider sign language community. The programme begins at 9:35pm tonight on RTE1, the RTE News Channel, and will also be streamed on the RTE Player.
An Irish person is believed to have been among the passengers on board a tourist yacht which capsized yesterday in the Red Sea. Egyptian authorities said more than a dozen people, including foreigners, are still missing. 28 people have been rescued. The vessel was carrying tourists on a diving trip when it sank. Research examining domestic violence across the island of Ireland has recommended increased border and all-island supports. A report jointly researched by the National Women's Council and Women's Aid Federation Northern Ireland highlights the need for cross-border cooperation and greater harmonisation to tackle violence against women across the island of Ireland. Speaking on this programme, the Director of the National Women's Council, Orla O'Connor, said the border presents a real challenge in accessing supports.
There are differences as well as similarities, and there are also significant barriers in both jurisdictions. The border presents a real challenge for both services and survivors to actually to be able to access supports. And this has worsened since Brexit. You know, moving from one jurisdiction to the other means that people are entitled to different services and supports.
US President-elect Donald Trump has said that on his first day in office, he will impose a 25% tariff on all products from Mexico and Canada. In a post on a social media platform, Truth Social, he said the tariffs will stay in place until the two countries clamp down on drugs and migrants crossing the border. Mr. Trump also said he will impose an extra 10% tariff on goods from China. Gardaí are investigating the cause of a fire at an emergency accommodation and reception centre in County Wicklow. Gardaí Fire Brigade and military police attended the scene at the Kilbride military camp yesterday evening. No injuries were reported among the 89 international protection applicants or Defence Forces personnel. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Frost at first will clear to give a dry and sunny day in most areas, apart from some well-scattered showers. Cloud building in the south and southeast this evening, with heavy showers or longer spells of rain. Highest temperatures 5 to 9 degrees.